Brand new series. We preach in series around here. That's what I do. I've done it for years to where I can take a book in the Bible and I can start right here at the beginning of the book and I can just go all the way through the book. I can do that. I've done it. But I choose not to do it that way here at Fellowship Church. I choose to have series topics that I will think about and then I will try to build on those topics from God's Word and teach you. Okay? That's how I do it. I think a church like this at the high school, plus it keeps us moving. It doesn't keep us like, you know, one whole year in the book of Hebrews. You understand? Yes or no? Well, where is he at today? He's on verse 9. I've done that. I can do that. I used to teach school. Did it. Done it. Okay? I like to do this. It goes good with my personality. And also it keeps us moving. Amen? So we just came through a series called Unconditional Love. I focused on the unconditional love of God. There's no way, if you were here for those four messages, that you are not leaving here now knowing, my goodness, God loves me. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. No way. And I like doing that. I get on that old horse and I ride that sucker. Amen. And we're going to ride that thing on home. That's what we did with the unconditional love of God. And though we couldn't search all the depths of God's love, we did try to put a measurement on it, didn't we? The height, the depth, the length, the breadth. Woo! Good stuff. Well, that's how I do. Now we're going to try to do this new topic. Here's a new year. And occasionally the Lord will just give me a thought or He'll work through my team that I have. I've been blessed to have the same staff by my side for 10 years. And they know me like a book. They can think like me. People ask Raj, how in the world do you run a camera with a right hand and a computer with the left hand? And stay on focus because he and I know each other like crazy. Amen? And so they help me with some of these thoughts. So that's how these messages come about. And then it's my job to study them. So that's what I've done. Here we go with this series called The Best Life, The Blessed Life. Say that with me. The Best Life, The Blessed Life. I want this. But quite frankly, guys, I have it. Okay? I have the best life. And I have the blessed life. That I want to stay on that. I want to stay on that for the rest of life. Amen? It's a path I want to be on. Okay? I'm not talking about being better than somebody. I'm just telling you, when you start to follow the Lord, you start to put confidence in His Word, you start to obey, doesn't mean you don't falter. I do. But I'm telling you right now, you'll be setting on a path. That way, that narrow way, is the blessed way. I'm telling you that right now. Let's talk about it over the next couple of weeks. How can I have that? What is my job? What's my responsibility? I've got to step into blessing. Say that with me. I've got to what? Step into blessing. All right? You ever known anybody that just stayed in the mess? Say, I'm just going to stay in the mess. Wallow in the mess. The mess smells. I'm going to tell you right now if you stay in it. There's something else out there if you'll step. Y'all hear me or not? There's something else out there if you'll step. Especially if you'll follow Him. Follow His lead. Let's talk about it. The best life, the blessed life. Last several weeks, we've looked at God's love. God's love for us is, say it with me, what? And if you're here new today, we talk back like this. You might say, well, I don't like that. Well, come on, you'll be fine. Come on. You're going to learn when you leave today. You're going to go, my goodness, I learned something today. Because we keep you going like this. Amen? So God's love for us is what? It's unconditional. It's flat out. I had zero to do with Him sending His Son to die for me, to raise from the dead for me. I had nothing to do with that. God did it all on His own without any approval on my part. Amen. Without me working for it or anything. Okay? He did it. But it is my responsibility to do what? To accept His love and not what? You can reject His love, but when you reject God's love, He's not going to be sitting up in heaven going, oh my gosh, what did I do? Why don't they like me? No, when you reject God's love, He doesn't like it. It's not His will for you to perish, but you are going to perish. Flat out. That's what's going to happen. Okay? God feels really good about what He did. You understand? Say, loving you unconditionally, he feels really good about it. And that's what he did. But it's our responsibility to accept his love, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be saved. Amen? So, we talked about that. It's my choice, and it's my responsibility. Here's God, his word. The Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering to us, where he's not willing that any should what? Perish, but that everyone should come to repentance, or to be saved, or to come to the knowledge of the Lord, to be born again. That's God's will. John 3:16, we quote it all the time. For God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. See, that's God's will. But it's your responsibility, it's my responsibility to accept his love and to put my faith in him. Amen? So is that clear? Okay? So the best life, the blessed life, let's now move forward. So God loves me. Without question, I put my faith and trust in him. I'm a believer now in Christ. God has great things in store for my life. He wants the best for me. He wants for me to have the blessed life. Let's look at it. You know, the title of my message today, go ahead and pop it up, Raj. Say that with me. God thinks I can. Man, can we holler that a little louder? God. And when I came up with that title, I thought of that little choo-choo train in that book. The little train that could. The hill, remember? I think I can. 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 And the little sucker got over the top, didn't it? Well, here's the beauty. Listen to this thought. Listen to me. This is huge. You see that big old train right there? I said, Roger, give me a big old train. And in my mind, just for this thought, that big old train represents God. And he's saying to us little old trains out here, I think you can. I think you can. I think you can have the best life. I think you can have the blessed life. I think you can. And it ain't him pulling us. It's him behind us. He's got our back. He's back to saying, listen, and you can do this. You can do this. I believe in you. You believe in me. Guess what? I believe in you because you believe in me. Now see, if you don't believe in me, I don't believe much in you. But since you believe in me, God says, I definitely believe in you. See the difference? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through who? Christ who strengthens me. And God says, because of your belief in me, I believe in you. Let's talk about that. That best life. That blessed life. God thinks I what? Let's examine that. We're going to learn some scripture today. You can hide this scripture in your heart. I'm going to tell you a couple of them you just need to memorize. I'm going to help you today do it. God thinks I can. God's thoughts for me are good and hopeful. You need to say that with me. God's thoughts for me are good and hopeful. Haven't we taught ourselves otherwise? Haven't we taught ourselves at times, God's picking on me? Haven't we said in our life, how can God let this happen? We indict God. Well, that's the enemy. That's the devil. That's us not thinking straight. You understand? That's a lot of times other hurt coming to us from people, and we put that hurt off on God. Okay? Listen, God never has a bad thought about you. God's thoughts for me are what? Good and guys, y'all need to think this way. You need to know this. Pastor, how do you know this? Are you making this stuff up? No. Look at it. Jeremiah 29:11. You ought to memorize this verse. Okay? It sure beats whining. You hearing me? Say. Come on. Listen. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I have toward you. Say it with me. Says the thoughts of peace and not evil to give you an expected end. The word hope is not like a maybe so, think so. That word hope in the Bible is, the actual definition would be a confident expectation. So God has thoughts of peace for you and not of evil. Matter of fact, He has thoughts that are hopeful for your life. Are y'all hearing me or not this morning? His thoughts for my life are what? Hopeful for my life. When God looks at my life, He doesn't look at it as a person who has no hope. Hey, I believe in His Son. I have the Spirit of God living inside of me. I have His Word. God looks at me as someone who has potential. I have hope. That's what this verse is saying. Let's say it together out loud. Jeremiah 29:11. Say it with me out loud. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. We're rolling now with the message. The train is moving now. You feel it? Oh yeah. This message has left the station. God says, I know my thoughts. This is God speaking. God says, I know my thoughts. He says, now you might be schizophrenic. I ain't. Okay? You know people change their mind like the wind? God says, you might not know how you think. I know my thoughts. I know my thoughts toward you, says the Lord. I know my thoughts. God is never uncertain ever about His thoughts toward me. When I'm up or when I'm down, when I'm running fast or I'm running slow, when I'm going forward or going backwards, God's thoughts about me are not like a yo-yo. You understand? Yes or no? God's thoughts are certain. He knows how He thinks. He is solid. He is unwavering in His thoughts toward me. I'm His child. He gave His Son for me. He loved me unconditionally. He's certain about His thoughts toward me. What are His thoughts? According to Jeremiah 29:11, God wants what in my life? God, keep moving, wants what? Good in my life. So God wants peace in my life. God wants good in my life. God wants hope in my life. This is according to the Word of God. And guys, when you start to get a handle on this, you'll start to see verses like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It'll come, okay, that makes sense because He believes I can. Verses like this, we are more than what? Conquerors through Him who loved us. Okay? Verses like that start to come alive. All things work together for to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. God starts to bring things, these verses start to come alive. Wow, I get it now. You're not picking on me. Are y'all listening if I lost you? You're not picking on me. You're not against me. How about this? If God be for us, who can be what? Wow. Is it starting to click? So God's thoughts for me are a peace for my life, good for my life, hope for my life, according to the Word. Jeremiah 29:11. God wants me to have what? The best life. And see, guys, immediately when I say that, some of you will say, well, then why did this happen? Or why does this happen? Well, guys, you're not a robot. And you do live on planet Earth where there are fallen creatures down here. You know that, don't you? And you're one of them. And I'm one of them. And there's sin in this world, and there's pain in this world, and people are like crazy in this world. Do you know that? Say. Okay, so you're going to have mess. Just because there's mess does not mean you still can't have the best life with Him. You've got to think this way, guys. You've got to grab hold of this. God wants me to have a blessed life. Keep looking. Now, what's the point so far? It's my responsibility to accept that God loves me unconditionally. Did we already talk about that? Well, it's my responsibility to accept that God wants the best life for me and the blessed life for me. I've met so many Christians. I've met many of them right here inside of Fellowship Church. You make me think you want to have a bad life. I've met them. Now, most of them leave because they get tired of me. I'm serious, guys. Just because stuff has happened, how many have had some bad, bad mess happen in your life, but God gave you victory and strength and overcome, and you can say you're a happy person today. Can I see your hand? That's what I'm trying to get you to see today. But sometimes we want to stay in that pit, remember? Welcome to my pit. Come on. Here's where I have dinner. Come on in. And we get it home in the pit. Amen? Pit's not a place I want to stay. A pit's a place I want to stop. I want to have a pit stop, but I don't want to stay there. Amen? Say. If I need to get me some new tires or something, get a little gasoline or something, I can get out of that pit, then that's why I don't want to quit in the pit. Amen? Say. Get up. God wants me to have the blessed life. The best life. God thinks I can, guys. It's your responsibility. It's on you, not on me. It's on you for your life, and it's on me for my life to accept responsibility that God wants me to have the best life. Have I wore you out on this topic so far? Okay, He wants you to have the best life, the blessed life. Okay, and this isn't hocus pocus. This isn't something you're going to send money in and get on TV from some preacher. This is on you, guys, to accept. This is how God looks at me. Our problem is so often we look at ourselves the way we've been treated, the way we've been talked to, and therefore we think God looks at us that same way. Is that true, guys? And so I'm not trying to pick on you. I know how that feels. I know that doesn't feel good. But I just want to tell you something. That's not God. If you were abused, that was not God. Please tell me you understand this. That was not God that did that. It hurt you. Okay? If you were abandoned, that was not God that abandoned you. Do you hear me today? But sometimes in our mind, we think like that. And God's saying, I have good thoughts for you. Please. I gave my son for you. Please. Hear me. You hear me today? That's God. He wants you to have the best life, the blessed life. I've been privileged, guys, to see it. I've seen it in you. I've seen some of you that were so down in your pit, and I've watched you rise again. I watched my drunk mama. I watched her turn into the most beautiful person I ever knew. Light up a room when she came in. I've had the privilege this last year to see it in Kim, to see it brightens. I love this. I love what I do, reaching people. You hear me today or what? This is the truth, guys. This is what God can do in your life. Let's talk about it. After verse 11, God says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you search, help me, for me with all your heart. The best life and the blessed life can be yours. But it's your responsibility to accept it and to go for it. You hear me? What did we learn right there? Call upon me, God says. Pray, and I will hear you. Seek me. Seek for me. You will find me. Search for me with all of your heart. With your emotion, with your gut, with deep down inside of you, look for me. If you want the best life. But what he says doesn't matter. You're not going to have the best life. Did you just hear me? Okay? God says you seek, you make that effort, you come toward me. Okay? You can do this. I know you can. I think you can. I think you can. You can do this. This is for you. Keep looking. Almighty God thinks about me. Now that's crazy right there. And what He thinks about me is what? Now why don't you say that with me on that screen. This is important. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I know somebody in here, absolutely you need this today. This is for you. Say it with me. And it's for me. Almighty God thinks about me. And what He thinks about me is good. And then I wrote this. Thoughts of peace. That's what He says in His Word. Thoughts of good. Thoughts of hope. God knows that I can have the best life. God knows that I can have the blessed life. And that's what God thinks. Now you know what God thinks, don't you say? You learned it today, first of 2013. And that is what? Unbelievable. Are you kidding me? Wow! That's crazy. God, you think that way about me? Yeah, I do. I'm with you. I'll never what? Leave you nor what? Never. Ain't happening. Shoot. Nobody can even pluck you out of my hand ever. You mean you hold me in your hand? Absolutely. I really believe you can have a great life. You got to think that way if you want this kind of life. God already thinks that way. Amen? God thinks I can. Listen to Jesus. Maybe these verses will come alive to you now a little more. I don't know. Listen to these kind of verses that Jesus taught. He knew His Father better than anybody. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives. And he that seeks finds. And to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will you give him a stone? Who would do that? Or if the son asks a fish, is his daddy going to give him a snake? Who does that? If you then being evil, sinners, lost, fallen creatures, we all are, if you then being that way, know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? Isn't that crazy? This is how God thinks. But so often we're so jaded by life that immediately when we read scriptures like this, we go, well, you know, that doesn't happen. That can't happen. Guys, I want to tell you, I don't care what your daddy or mama was like or anybody else in your life, God's a good father. God's a good father. He wants you to have the best life. He wants you to have the blessed life. That's what He wants for you. You got to believe that, guys. Same idea again. Call upon me. Pray, and I'll hear you. Seek me and you'll find me. Search for me with all your heart. And you can have this life. You hear me? Come on. I am your Father. I am your Father. God's saying, I am your Father. And I want the best for you. I want that best life for you. And I want the blessed life for you. I am your Father. What kind of father would I be if I didn't want that for my kid? Amen? And I can just speak as a dad. That's absolutely what I want for my kids. And God says, that's what I want for you. Amen? Come on, I love this. God says, I love this. And I know how to make it happen. See, you believe in me. Therefore, I think you can. Amen? See, you believe in me. What did Jesus say? you believe in God, believe also in my Father's house, or many mansions. All right? He said, I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house and many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Amen? I go to prepare a place for you. You hear God talking or not? God wants the best for you. If it sounds like I'm beating this, and you're here today and say, Pastor, I'm already blessed, I'm good. Well, I want you to know there could be somebody sitting two or three seats from you that's about ready to give it up and give it in, and they're about ready to be done with it all. So be patient with me now as I'm trying to encourage others. Amen. Y'all listening to me say, that's what we do here at Fellowship. There's somebody here. There's probably bunches and bunches and bunches here. That absolutely, your mind is saying the exact opposite of what I've been saying to you today. You don't think you can. You don't think you can have a best life. You don't think you can have a blessed life. You think life sucks. Excuse me. All right? That's the way you think. And I understand how that feels. Okay? But that's not God. Thus, I love this verse. Here's another verse you ought to memorize right here. That number 3. Thus says the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is His name. Love this verse. Say it with me out loud. Come on. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Do you like that verse or what? Oh, let's do it again. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. How many would, come on, can we do another test? How many would say, Pastor, God is in my life. God has blessed my life. Not everybody can say yes to this question. But I have the best life, and He's done things in my life, and I see Him doing things in my life I never thought He ever could. Can I see your hand? I just did. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It's crazy. I've asked Him and He did it. It's nuts. That's what He said He'd do. Amen? Why do we have those hands raised? Not for you that can't, to make you feel bad. No. To give you hope. Amen? Because if you're thinking about, not moving forward with God in your life, there's probably somebody two or three rows down from you now that they're moving forward with God, but they were where you were not long ago. Amen? Come on. Not much longer. It's my responsibility to care, to pray, to seek, to search with all my heart. And that word right there, it's my responsibility, should be the word call. It's my responsibility to call. Say call with me. Call. Care is a good thing too, but it's your responsibility to call, to pray, to seek, and to what? With all your heart, if you want the best life, the blessed life. And we're going to talk about it over the next few weeks, so don't think, well, Pastor, you didn't tell me how I'm going to get. Well, you keep coming. I'm going to help you. How you can do this. The best life, the blessed. First of all, I got to get the negativity out of your head. I got to get somehow in your mind hope. And that God's not picking on you, but that He thinks you can. If we're going to move forward. It's my choice and my responsibility if I'm to have the best life and the blessed life. One last package of scriptures for you today. From Deuteronomy. We're almost done. But don't quit yet. Deuteronomy chapter 30. God speaking. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest what? Live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall what? Bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But, if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods or things or whatever, you fill in the blank. And you serve them instead of following me. I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record or to record this day against you. You have a choice. Best life, blessed life. Crappy life, bad life. You have a choice. Y'all hearing me today or not? You have a choice. I call heaven and earth to record this against you this day, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, say it with me, choose life, that both you and your seed or family shall live. This is a pattern in the Word. God thinks you can, but God knows many of you won't. But you'll never be able to look Him in the face and say, I couldn't. Because He's going to go, no, you could, if you would. You hear me today? Choose life. Choose blessing. Say that with me a couple of three times. Let's say it out loud. Choose life. Choose blessing. Choose life. Choose bless. Come on. Choose life. Choose. Last night I was watching the Vikings thinking I should choose another team. I don't know where that came from, but it's just there. Come on. Choose life. Choose blessing. God thinks I can. I can have a best life. I can have the blessed life. It's on me. I can do this. Verse 20. That thou mayest love the Lord your God, that thou mayest obey His voice, that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is your life and the length of your days. That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. A great, incredible promise and teaching from God's Word, based on sort of what we've been talking about today. What did we learn in that last passage of Scripture? Say it with me out loud. Love the Lord. You want the best life? Let's learn something right quick. Do what? Love the Lord. You want the best life? Come on. Obey His voice. You want the blessed life? Hold on to Him. Amen? Say it with me. He is my what? He is my what? He is my what? He's my life. Didn't God, when He created Adam, He took him and breathed in his nostrils the breath of what? You don't know it, but every time you take a breath, God is your life. God is your life. God is your life. The problem is we don't know it. Choose life. Choose Him. Choose that breath you breathe. God, I'm going to live for You. I'm going to love You. I'm going to follow You. I'm going to obey You. He gives me my what? He gives me my days, man. That's who He is. Well, we're done. Review time. Here we go. The best life, the blessed life. Where I'm headed the next few weeks, as I'm going to probably stay in the book of Proverbs. If you want to get a head start on me, go to the book of Proverbs, look up the word blessed, blessing, bless. Look at it, how that blessing is tied to you or me doing something. Because that's what I'm going to do the next few weeks. I'm going to be there in the book of Proverbs studying, and I'll use other scriptures as well, but I'm going to hang right there, this book of wisdom, I want the best life, God. I want to be smart about the way I live my life. I want to be wise. How can I have the best life, the blessed life? So that's what I'm going to do in the coming weeks. What did we learn today from this message that kickstarts us? Well, we learned this very, very forcefully, I think, today. God is certain about His thoughts towards me. Is God schizophrenic? Yes or no? No. No. He never changes. His thoughts. We're fallen. We do. We struggle with our mind. He doesn't. Amen. Didn't He say in Philippians 2, let this what be in you? Let this mind be in you, which was also in who? See, he likes his mind. He wants us to have that kind of mind. See, God's certain about His thoughts toward me. What are His thoughts toward me, church? He wants peace for me. He wants good for me. He wants hope for me. That's His thoughts toward me. What else did we learn today? God knows I can have this. God knows I can have this. Because He says, I can make this happen. So He knows I can have this. What is my responsibility? What have we learned today? I must call. I must pray. I must seek. And I must what? Search. God can make it what? Happen. What else have we learned so far today? And I want you to say this with me. I choose a life of blessing. One more time. I choose a life of blessing. Keep helping me. I will love the Lord. I will obey His voice. I will hold on to Him. Why? For God thinks I can. Amen. I like this message today. It was good for me. This is the way I want to think. Amen. Tell you what, guys, if you look around, you put your thoughts on what other people do or what you do or whatever's happened to you in your life, you are never going to have peace in your life. But if you put your thoughts on Him, your eyes on Him, get into His Word, it's incredible. I promise you, on the authority of the Word of God, you're going to have the best life, and you're going to look back after this journey with me, and you're going to go, oh, I can't believe it! Look at me now. Amen? Come on. Praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Thank you, Lord. You're good to us.